Marlowe's devils wore squibs attached to their tails. Evil was like Peter Pan. It carried with it the horrifying and horrible gift of eternal youth. Martin said, "Have you ever visited the children's hospital? Have you seen any of your victims?" Harry took a look at the toy landscape below and came away from the door. "I never feel quite safe in these things," he said. He felt the back of the door with his hand as though he were afraid that it might fly open and launch him into that iron-ribbed space. "Victims?" he asked. "Don't be melodramatic, Rollo. Look down there," he went on, pointing through the window at the people moving like black flies at the base of the wheel. "Would you really feel any pity if one of those dots stopped moving forever? If I said you can have £20,000 for every dot that stops, would you really, old man, tell me to keep my money without hesitation, or would you calculate how many dots you could afford to spare? Free of income tax, old man, free of income tax." He gave his boyish conspiratorial smile. "It's the only way to save nowadays."
"Couldn't you have stuck to tires?"
"Like Cooler? No, I've always been ambitious."
"You are finished now. The police know everything."
"But they can't catch me, Rollo. You'll see, I'll pop up again. You can't keep a good man down."